people. This is Sharon bringing you the How He Sees Me podcast, where we talk about all things identity and how it affects our young teen girls. Here to talk about identity. I'm so glad you guys are with me today and can join me. I have some special guests in the podcast studio with me today, and I'm super excited to introduce them. Some of my favorite girls. I have Abby Dewey in the house.
Hi.
I got Bree Dewey in the house.
Hi.
And we got Miss Miracle in the house.
Hi, guys.
And then little Miss Kendall's in the house.
Hi.
So these are the girls who are going to be joining me today as we talk about identity and being a godly girl in high school. So you girls ready? Okay. I'm super excited because I know when I reached out to you guys, I know I had Kendall reach out to Miracle for me, and then I reached out to you guys' mom, Pastor Don, and it was just excitement all around. Like, nobody said no. Nobody hesitated. It was like, yeah, we could do this. I asked Kendall, and Kendall was like, oh, for sure. So I was like, I remember being your age and being super shy and just like, I would never want to do anything like that. So I'm just excited that y'all living y'all best lives. Y'all just like, you're like, I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. I'm like, okay, I like this. So Miracle, what grade are you in?
I'm going into my sophomore year.
Okay. Yeah. At HB, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sophomore year, Kendall.
I'm going to be a freshman at Hawkins.
Freshman in high school. Okay, Abby?
I'm going to be a senior at Amherst.
Hey, and Bree?
Sophomore at Amherst.
Okay. So we have high school. Everybody except for Kendall has done high school already, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but middle school is kind of, you know. It's not the same. So I wanted you guys here because I really wanted to talk about being a godly girl in high school, and we know that there are some challenges when you are in school in general and just being a godly girl, you know, and just professing that you are a child of the Most High, and some of the obstacles that you may face while doing that. And so I just have a couple of questions, but our scripture verse, I'm going to always lay down a scripture verse because before we get into this, we want to bring God's word into this and make sure that we are standing on firm foundation. So our scripture verse is Psalm 139:14. Is that familiar to any of y'all? Y'all know? So Psalm 139:14 is, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Fearfully and wonderfully made. What does that mean to y'all? Somebody tell me, what does that mean to you?
To me, I think it means like that you're like, you could go into something like, you know, scary or something, but then you have the confidence to like actually go in and walk with God because, you know, you can trust him.
Yeah.
You know, through all things.
So. Yeah. I love that.
To me, it's like you're made perfect in God's image and you don't have to change for anyone or anything. You're beautiful and perfect how you are.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Both really good. I like that. I love that. So I am going to read something to you guys that I found, and I thought this was pretty interesting. It says, the Hebrew word for fearfully is, and I'm making sure I'm saying this right, yare. And this means we have been crafted with great respect, honor, and reverence. The Hebrew word for wonderfully is pala. And this means that we have been created in a distinct, marvelous way that is distinguished and set apart from others. So fearfully meaning we have been crafted in a great respect and honor and reverence. And then wonderfully meaning that we are distinguished and set apart from others. So I think that's so dope. Like when you talk about being set apart from others, that means if I walk into a room, I'm not walking in there thinking that I'm like anybody in that room. I am completely set apart. I'm not going to act like you do. I'm not going to speak like you do. I'm not going to respond like you do. I am set apart. And the fact that God thought enough of me to make me like that, I think is so dope, right? Right? So I have some questions for you guys. I'm going to start out with asking you, just in your perspective, in your mind, what does a godly girl mean to you? And there is no right or wrong answer. I just want to know what that means to you. So who wants to take a stab at that first?
I can.
Yeah. Come on, Bree.
Yeah, so what I think being a godly girl to me would be, like, being a representation of God to others. And, like, just bringing other people love and, like, showing his love to other people. And, like, just bringing people, like, peace in mind. And just giving him, like, a representation of God in me.
Yeah, I like that. Representation. Yeah. We got to represent our Father, right? In the best way that we can, the best way that we know how. So being a godly girl, you're absolutely right. It is a representation because everywhere you go, his stamp is on you. And so people have to see him in you, right? I like that. Anybody else?
I also say, like, just taking him everywhere you go and, like, in every action that you do, making sure that you're keeping, like, him and his word in mind and just kind of leading by, like, his example.
Okay. You guys, go ahead, Kendall, I see you.
Also, to be a godly girl is, like, when people look at you, they see God, they see how you act, how you treat others, and it's just, like, in a godly manner.
Yeah. Okay, y'all on fire in here today. I love it. I love it. So do you, I'm assuming you do, but I don't know. Do you identify as a godly girl?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you show that in your school setting? Because we're talking about high school here, and so high school is different. You know, Kendall, you don't know yet, but you're getting there. You know, in August, you'll be starting out. And I think you're getting a little taste of it now with your sports and stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so high school is different. Like, you walk in there, and high school is kind of, that's a big deal. Friend groups are probably changing. You're looking at boys, probably.
Oh,
well, yeah, you. America says she's at an all-girl school. I'm not looking at boys. There's none there. But, you know, you're probably concerned. If you're not wearing, you know, uniform, you're probably more concerned about what you're wearing, you know, what you're doing after your extracurriculars, all of that stuff, right? So high school is different. Is it easy for you to be a godly girl in high school?
I would say it's, like, it's not easy, but because you do see that people judge you because they don't believe in what you believe in. Mm-hmm. It is really hard, but you just have to know that God's always with you and he walks with you everywhere you go. And just to give that confidence and show people his love and just let you be the light. So,
yeah. Okay.
For me, I say, like, it's easy to say, like, you're a Christian, but it's harder to actually, like, follow through and making sure that you're doing, like, all the things that Christians should be doing and not, like, falling into the way of the world and, like, what everyone else is doing.
So why is that difficult? It's easy because that's a good point. It's easy to say it. It's always easy to say something, but is it as easy to walk that walk?
I think it's harder just because, like, when you're in a room full of people who are doing, like, something else, it's easier to fall into that pattern and it's harder to stand out. But, like, Abby was saying, you should just stay bold and just stay true to yourself.
I like that. You know, I like that word, bold. Why do I like that word, bold?
Because brave.
Yeah. I love that word, bold. I feel like you have to, it's like packing a backpack and just putting all of your essentials in that backpack. And I feel like bold needs to be in that backpack wherever you go every single day, because there are so many distractions in the world and there's so many things that are vying for your attention. And feeling like you are the only person that is, you know, following Christ, that can be a little bit intimidating sometimes, right? I think Kendall has, and maybe Kendall can speak to this, I think you've mentioned that before, just feeling like you're the only one in your school who loves Jesus.
Yeah, so at school, I have another friend. She, like, identifies as Christian or Catholic, but she doesn't really show it. She supports, like, you know, like, gay rights and different, like, different things that I don't really support. So it's kind of like, oh, you're not, what I'm saying, you're not really, you're identifying as a Christian, but you're not showing God's ways, and I don't see really see God when I look at you. So it's like, oh, so now I feel like I definitely am the only one. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay, I don't really know exactly what to do, but I'm just going to try my best.
Yeah, yeah. How do you get past that and continue to move forward in who you are, that walk, making sure that your walk looks like Jesus, making sure that your love, what you say, looks like Jesus and sounds like Jesus? How do you get past that when you feel like you are the only one?
I guess for me, at least, finding a way to worship him. I like singing, and I like listening to music. So, like, just surrounding myself in that atmosphere is what really helps me.
Good. That's good. Anybody else?
Yeah. At my school, I definitely feel like me and Bray go to the same school. We're with each other all the time. But I feel like we really are, like, the only people that actually, like, show that they are, like, a Christian and a godly girl. Mm-hmm. But it's to, like, you know, keep it positive, like, your mind, and, like, you know, not to get, like, down and, like, fall into anything. It's just, I always make sure to, like, think positive.
Yeah.
And to just, you know, you don't have to fit in. You're not meant to fit in.
Right.
Like, you're meant to stand out.
That's right.
Like, you're his light. So I just always make sure, like, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, that's not right. Mm-hmm. And you know that, so. Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's pretty cool. It's like reminding, I see you, Miracle, reminding yourself every single day, like, okay, I see what they're doing over there, but I was not meant to fit in. I'm supposed to stand out. It's all good. And I think it's super cool that you two are there together. I know when me and my sister were in school together, we were like a tag team. So I feel like I can do anything because I have my sister in school with me. So I think that's good. You have a support system, you know, in your sister. So I love that. Miracle.
And kind of, like, similar to what Kendall was saying, like, things like this, like, podcasts, YouTube, you can just find people who believe in the same thing as you and connect to people, like, through that.
Yeah, yeah, because I heard you're the podcast queen, Miracle. Not the YouTuber. Podcast, wait, the YouTube queen. You're the YouTube queen. So at the end of the podcast, you know, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and drop your social medias. Y'all okay with that? See, we got to go look at those YouTubes, Miracle. Okay, so we talked about just being a godly girl in high school and what that looks like or what that means for you. But and even with the struggling with, you know, doing it in high school, because I feel like we all probably struggle a little bit. I'm not in high school anymore, but I think that even in, you know, just surrounding that I have been in, prior to, I think, maybe the last 10 years, I struggled with that, too, and just feeling like sometimes, okay, I'm the only one, and maybe I should, you know, kind of, I want to hang out here with them for a little while, but then realizing that, you know, God's not pleased with that, and that does nothing for me. And like you said, Abby, like, your light has to, his light has to shine through you, and you have to be an example and show who he is through you. You can't win people for Christ if you acted like them, right? You got to be different because we are different, right? So another thing I would like to hear from you guys, do you feel like it's difficult for you to express your faith in your school settings?
Just a little bit, because now in school, well, since I'm in public school, kids are allowed to, like, say and express, like, anything they want in the classroom now. Mm. So I actually had a situation last year where I said something because I felt like it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. I was in a government class, so of course there's always going to be, like, conflict with people. And they were talking about just some stuff that, you know, I didn't agree with, and because I know what, like, you know, my God says, and I just had to, like, make sure that I don't, like, attack them with, like ungodly words and, like, show them, like, you know, use your words with your godly manner. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, you have to take a deep breath and just, like, you know, make, you know, actually know that God's with you and that whatever comes out of your mouth has to be godly and, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be his words. So I always try to just keep calm and, you know, remember what he says is right. And, you know, I could tell them what's right and, like, you know, express my opinion. They may not believe it, but, like, I can still love on them. And then God loves them no matter what.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. What about you guys?
For me, at my school, we have, like, a Christian club. Whenever I'm, like, struggling to, like, feel heard, like, everywhere else, I know I can just, like, come back to all the people in there and just express how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. But, like, outside of that, I feel like sometimes it's just hard to get my point across without sounding, like, judgeful and still being, like, loving and, like, kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. Because it's – so you said you have a Christian club in your school. Are there a lot of people who are members of this Christian club or –
There's, like, maybe 12 to 15 out of, like, 400 girls. So, I mean, it's not many, but I feel like even, like, more than just one is enough. So
I agree. Yeah. Even that one. But we got to get that membership up. We have to get that membership up. What about you, Kendall?
For me, at least, I go to a school that used to be, like, a Christian school. And I feel like it's very hard to just express how I feel without being called homophobic or any other word. Like, it's very hard for me, especially, like I said earlier, just being one of the only ones there that I know of. Because for all I know, there could be someone else who has the same beliefs as me but scared to speak up. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, like, keeps me going. It's like, okay, maybe someone else there is too waiting, like, to speak up. So, like, maybe I should be the bold one. And then wait for other people to follow as well. But, like, even we have a chapel, and, you know, a chapel is usually, like, used for, you know, Christian purposes. And now it's just, like, a gathering room for classes and stuff. So it's like, all right, they removed the pews and everything. Now it's just, like, folding chairs. So it's kind of like, oh, gosh.
Let's get into that, though, because I feel like that's happening all over the world. Like, they're removing God out of everything. And I remember, you know, being younger and people saying, oh, they removed prayer out of the schools. And I'm like, they never prayed in my schools. So at some point they were praying in schools and that was removed. But just when you look at all of the things that are happening in the world, you just see God being plucked out of everything. And people who, you know, claim to be Christians or say that they are Christians or who are Christians, I don't want to say claim to be, but who are Christians, are afraid to talk about God because they don't want to be judged or they don't want to be ridiculed or they don't want to be called homophobic and things like that. So what does that feel like when you are in a situation like that and you're just like, I want to say that I love him. I want to share him with my friends, but I just feel like everybody else is compromising and he's being pulled out of everything else. Maybe I should. Do you ever feel like maybe I should just not say anything either? Or maybe I should compromise too?
So I actually had a situation at my school. It wasn't like anything big or anything, but there was this kid. We're kind of friends, but he identifies as gay. And so one day we were at after school study hall and I forgot how we started talking about this. He said, so are you a Christian or is your family just a Christian? Or does your family just do stuff like that? And I had to think about it for a second, like, am I going to tell the truth or am I going to, like, sugarcoat it? And then I'm just like, you know what? I'm not extremely religious. Like, you have to wear skirts, you have to cover your ankles or anything. But I do follow most of Christ's ways, or at least I try to follow all of his ways. And there's some things that I just don't support, and I don't want to be called homophobic or anything for it. So I had to tell him the truth, exactly how I am.
And when you say there's some things you don't support, like what?
Like gay rights or same-sex marriage and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And so were you nervous to tell him?
I was, because even after the conversation, he said to me, Kendall, when you said you're Christian, I'm like, is she homophobic or what? I'm like, oh, gosh.
So he immediately labeled you as homophobic.
Yeah.
And probably because that's his experience, right? He hasn't experienced the love of Christ. He's experienced the judgmental piece of religion. And so maybe that's his story. And so he looked at you to feel then to say, like, well, if she identifies as a Christian, then she's gonna judge me too for my ways. And so I always say, you know, we love with the love of Christ. That doesn't mean that we support your lifestyle, because we don't, because we know that God doesn't support it. And so we want to look like him. We want to walk like him, talk like him, and live like him. We can't support it. Did somebody have that? I thought I saw somebody. Bree, did you?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I mean, in school, like, it can be, like, really hard to, like, kind of like what Kendall said, like, support all those things. Because, like, you see, like, they post on, like, social media, like, whatever they support. And it's kind of hard because, like, they don't see, like, that you, like, posted it. And so it's kind of like, oh, they kind of like see that you're not like posting anything about it. And mm-hmm. so they're like, oh, so you don't support this, whatever. And so like, it could be like an environmental thing, how like if you like express your like faith in school, it can be like how they like see you different, like in a bad way, like mm-hmm. not in like a good way. But yeah, so it can be like really hard to like express it.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to say that. My heart goes out to your generation, because I feel like it's harder for you guys than it was me in my generation, or even the generation just right above you. Like, I feel like it's so much harder for you guys. Would you agree? I mean, well, you haven't lived in my generation, but I guess you would say it's pretty hard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the challenges that you guys face, I couldn't imagine being your age and facing those things. So I'm going to just give you a round of applause. I wish I had a clap button in here, but I'm just going to clap for you, because I say kudos to you, because you guys are strong. You may not think that you are, you may not feel like you are, but you guys are strong, because you deal with so much and you keep going every day. You have to keep pushing and have to keep going. So I say kudos to you. Your generation is special. I know you've probably heard that before, right? Yeah, I would agree. Your generation is really, really special. So are you guys setting an example of Christianity at school? I mean, we've talked about it being hard and being the only one. Do you think you're setting an example? I mean, you just said that you had to tell your friend, like, you know, no, I love Jesus, but I don't support your lifestyle. So are you setting that example, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I try to, like, do my best, like, you know, to even just invite people to church and everything. And Aubrey's friend, she actually invited her friend to church, and she goes to a different church, but it's, you know, at least she's going, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I actually invited my friend, and apparently she was already coming here to church on this course, mm. and I didn't know that, because I'm always all over the place. But then, so I don't know, really, during, like, COVID and everything, that she kind of just went into, like, a deep place, but I still, like, texted her and said, hey, you're always welcome and everything, and then she started coming back, and then, you know, she kind of slowly went out, but I still, like, talk to her and, you know, make sure that she's, like, coming to church, mm-hmm. and, you know, and even in school, like, it's hard because people judge you because you go to church, and, like, you know, when you express, oh, like, hey, on Sunday, if you want to come to church with me, like, you know, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, you go to church, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I do, like, I really love it, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's so much fun, and... But, you know, it's also hard with, like, friends, because they judge you a lot mm-hmm. for it. But because I lost some friends for it, but it's always, I think it was, you know, I still pray for them and, you know, have a heart for them. Mm-hmm. But even, like, it's, you know, it's always going to be a little hard with, like, losing friends, because that's, like, you know, your friend and everything. You don't want to lose a friend. But as long as you know that, like, you're praying for them and, like, you know, always, like, you know, still reaching out and, like, you know, talking to them even though they don't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though? Like, mm-hmm. just that. And I wonder why people feel like that. When you say, I go to church, and they give you that stink eye, like, oh, you go to church? Like, why do you think people are like that? And there could be so many reasons.
Honestly, like, I don't know why, but I feel like it's always just, like, Christianity. Like, if you're talking about any other religion, no one else is going to, like, look down on you for saying you're going to, like, a religious place for it. Like, it's just so annoying. It's always Christianity. If you're talking about it, someone's going to judge you.
That's so good. Because that's so true. You're right. If I said that I was a Buddhist, or if I said that I was, I don't know, what are these?
Jewish.
Muslim. Or whatever. Like, people are completely respecting that, you know? Mm-hmm. But as soon as I say that I'm a follower of Christ, you're right. It is an issue.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, they're so quick for it, too. Like, once they hear, like, Christianity, they're like, oh, my gosh, like, what? Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, but if it was something else, like, they don't care. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah, quickly. That's because they hate Jesus. I mean, we know that, right? I mean, when you, all through the Bible, when you look, when you read your word, you see that, like, they hate Jesus. And so because we are created in the image of God, do you think they're going to love you? No, they're mad. But I mean, that comes from the enemy. They don't want to be accountable for things. I believe, and I think I may have had that conversation with you earlier, that, like, people don't want to be held accountable. And I think that when you become a follower of Christ, you have to be accountable for your representation of him. And so you can't do certain things. You shouldn't say certain things. You know, you have to be, and it's not, I don't see it as like this, because I'm following rules. I love him, so I'm going to follow rules. Or because I am a Christian, I'm going to follow rules. It's because I love him. I love him, and so I want to please him. I want to love like him. I want to look like him. And so I am going to do what needs to be done so that that can happen. And so when you see people who are judgmental because of that, people don't want to be held accountable. And that's what that's how I feel. I just feel like people don't want to be held accountable. People want to, as they say, live their best lives. They want to live their best lives. And for them, that is living like the world or looking like the world. But the world is not our home. You know, I don't belong to this world. And so I'm not going to do those things because I'm in love with Jesus. And so, and I want to please him. I want to do what is right. Right? So, I don't want to cut you all off before you. Anybody? No? It's like, I don't want to cut you all off. Okay, so how do you respond to those ungodly statements, Abby, because you were saying, like, people are so judgmental and they say things. How do you respond?
Sometimes I just, you know, I give a positive attitude back towards it, so I'm not feeding it. Like,
wait, let me cut you off 1 second. Hold on. Okay, because we talk so much about matching energy. And she said, I give a positive attitude back to them. So let me just say, have you ever felt like you wanted to match some energy?
Yeah. I mean, definitely a lot. Like, I just want to, like, you know, go back and just be like, stop.
Yeah, but you don't.
Because, I mean, giving that positive attitude is not, like, giving them, like, the stuff that they want to, like, you know, like, feedback. Like, they want something that's going to feed their anger, and then they're going to get angry quick, and then they're just going to respond and, like, cut you off and then say what they want to say because that's how they feel and everything. But you just have to remember, like, you have to love them, even though, like, they get quick to be angry and, like, they attack you and everything. But you just have to pray and, you know, forgive them because they're hurt and, you know, they just, you know. So.
You guys are so wise beyond your years because that's the key right there, Abby. Their actions are coming from a hurt place. Mm-hmm. And so, one thing I know is that you block your blessings when you match an energy. You need to, and it's so easy for us to do, right? Like, you need to wake up every morning, or we need to wake up every morning and in our prayer and meditation times, and Lord, please don't let me walk out of this house matching energy today. I just want to look like you. I want to be like you. Can I respond like you? And it gets difficult, but we have to remember those things that you were saying. You know, God's not pleased with that. And these people are acting out of coming from a hurt place. And so I believe that when you match that with love, that can change a whole situation. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you feel like, and this is a big one for me, like blending in, because we just talked about being set apart, right? Mm-hmm. We were created to not fit in, but stand out because there's something for us to do, right? There's purpose. You know, our identity is not based off of what the world says. And so do you feel like sometimes you want to blend in because it's like a spotlight on you or something?
I feel like, for me, I noticed at the beginning of the school year, I'm different from how I end the school year. but just, like, knowing who I am, because I got more comfortable with the people. I know how they'll react to certain things, so I'm a little more bolder, especially with my faith. But, like, at the beginning of the school years, usually, I feel like I kind of compromised a little bit, like, change who I am, because I don't really know these people yet. I don't know how they're going to react to who I am or what I believe in, so it's kind of, like, different. Like, after, I always say, like, after winter break, I'm a whole new me or something. Like, mm-hmm. that's how I feel.
Okay.
I feel like for me, I'm fine for the most part, but, like, in certain areas of my life, like, my music, like, I listen to basically all types of music, like, all genres. So some of them are, like, not as godly, and it's, like, hard not to listen to them and, like, just cut them off and just go straight gospel, mm-hmm. or just positive at least. So, yeah, I'm trying to work on that.
Yeah. You said same.
Yeah, sometimes I do feel like I, like, want to fit in, but, like, it's always, like, after, like, when you're hanging, if you do get into that, I feel like it doesn't set right, or, like, it doesn't feel right, and it gets uncomfortable, and then at that point, it just, like, brings your attitude down, mm-hmm. and, like, I don't want to, like, be around that anymore, like, it feels ugly.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, sometimes I do, mm-hmm. so I'm not, like... But I always try to, like, think better, like, oh, this would be so much better for me if I didn't go and do that instead. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather go to a Wednesday night service than to go to some hangout with some friends that are going to be out and, like, acting crazy when mm-hmm. I could be in the presence of God.
I love that. Yeah. And during another podcast at a later time, we're going to talk about that music that you guys listen to and how you got to guard your ears and what you see, what you listen to, all of that stuff. But anyway, we won't get into that today. Okay, so that was good. One of the things that I always dealt with when I was in high school, even junior high, but and I think I just picked that up from you, just, you know, especially starting a new school year and just feeling like, okay, I don't know these people, so I want to stand in the back because I don't want to draw attention to myself. So as little attention that I can draw to myself is what I want to do. And so you're kind of peeping out the scene to kind of see. And I think that if I would have known, excuse me, who I was in Christ and who he is in me when I was that age, not that I would not have struggle with that, because I probably still would have struggled with that. We're human, right? But I think it would have given me the opportunity to at least try to stand up for, you know, what I believed and try to, because like you said, you know, when you, yeah, I want to do it, but then I feel ugly. Like I feel like uncomfortable. I feel like it's not good for me. I remember being in high school and it just felt like, first of all, I was bullied like every day in like junior high school. So when I got to high school, it was like, oh, game over. You ain't bullying me today. I'm going to get you first before you get me. And I just feel like that was, and even for people who were not, you know, necessarily mean, it was like, I'm going to stand up and let you know that, you know, I am that girl. And so you're not going to get the chance to do that. And I just feel like that was ugly. Like that was just like, you did not have to act like that. But it was because of the hurt from coming from elementary and coming from junior high school and just feeling like I wasn't letting anybody take over and control me or make me feel less than. But if only I knew that God said that I was enough. If only I knew that God said that I was accepted. If only I knew that I am his masterpiece. I don't have to act like them. It's okay if they don't accept me. It's okay if they feel whatever they feel about me, because at the end of the day, I run back home to my father and not even just running back to him. He's always there. He's always with me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so just feeling like that, do you ever feel that way? Like, do you ever get that revelation where you're just standing there? You're like, okay, these girls are sitting at this table gossiping. I'm going to get on up and move on over here because I don't want to be a part of that. I know that I'm better than that, and I don't want to be, you're laughing. So this yeah. is, let me hear that story because you're laughing.
Okay, so me and Bree have the same lunch last year, and we were sitting at a table with a bunch of girls that, you know, we weren't necessarily friends with, but we knew them because, and, you know, whatever. But then they would always talk, like, total trash, and it got really uncomfortable because it's like you want to, like, say something because it's, you know, it's rude and it's not nice because, mm-hmm. like, literally they'd be talking about the person, like, the table next to them. And then you can tell that, like, they could hear it. Mm-hmm. And then you just feel so bad because they're right in front of them. And, like, they're acting like if they're just, like, you know, not even there. Like, they're invisible. And just, like, that's horrible. So yeah. Me and Aubrey moved tables. And me and her sat by me and her just at a table. And I was like, I'd rather be sitting at a table with my sister. And then, you know, like, listening to that and, like, hearing all that ugly talk. Mm-hmm. But... because we also go to school with Caleb, too. So he would be in there, and I would, like, tell him, I was like, hey, that's, not, you know, not right or mm-hmm. whatever. And then, you know, then him and his friends started coming to our table, mm-hmm. and then, you know, then we all started talking. Because we do have a Christian athletes group at our school that oh, cool. his dad is actually over it. Mm. So it, I think that definitely helps because then more of his friends and our friends went into the group, and then started, they do come to some youth events sometimes, so it definitely helps that, like, you know, there are, like, you know, like us, like, Christian mm-hmm. girls in the school that, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, try to help and, like, you know, invite and just anything, like, you know, give that positive vibe to them yeah. or whatever, so.
I'm just picturing that whole scene in Mean Girls, like, in the cafeteria, the movie Mean Girls. I'm just so here for the sisters. Like, I love it. Like, the fact that you guys are at school together and you said, you know what, let's go get our own table. But I always say that to Kendall. It's like, you know what, when people see who you are and you stand out, you stand out because they see who you are, because you know who you are. So when people see that and they're like, oh, she's so bold and she doesn't care what other people think about her, they're going to gravitate to that, that kind of attitude and that kind of that personality, because I'm telling you, people wish they were like that. Like, people want that. People want to be bold. People want to stand out. People want to be comfortable with who they are and be okay with that. And so when they see you move tables and decide, like, I'm not sitting over there with the gossip girls, I'm going to move on over here, they're going to the cool table because they feel like, you know, I don't want to be over there with that either. Because I'm going to tell you something, if they're gossiping about somebody, they're going to be gossiping about you too. So they're like, I'm going over here to this table where I know there's some peace and they're going to laugh and have a good time and we're not going to bash, you know, anybody. So I love that you guys actually did that. And that's just, again, that's the knowing who you are and knowing what's in you and that you don't have to stand for, you know, what happens over here, because, you know, I'm better than that and I want to please my Heavenly Father, and He's not pleased if I'm sitting over here gossiping with them. So I love that.
And I think when it comes to gossip, like, especially if someone, like, hurts you or did something to you and, like, you want to vent about it, you have to be careful about if you're venting or if you're gossiping. Mm. And that's where the importance is of, like, surrounding yourself with people who believe the same thing as you. Because if you're around them, then they're going to, like, keep you in check and make sure you're not going too far and not being too rude. And they're just going to be like, like, put a positive spin on things and, like, show you the bright side of things.
Mm. What's the difference between gossip and inventing?
So, from what I can explain best, is venting is more so explaining how you feel and getting it off your chest to someone who you trust and who you know is not going to bring it back to someone else. And gossiping is kind of like telling someone else's business or, like, just talking bad about someone. Or even if someone did something to you, like, venting, you can talk about someone, but, like, don't say it in a malicious way. Just say, oh, yeah, they hurt me like this. And then gossiping with that is when talking about someone is, like, using not-so-kind words about them or just going off, basically.
Going off. Okay. Did you want to? Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. And just, like, making sure that once you do, like, get it off your chest, you just leave it there. Mm-hmm. And just try and let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, not hold a grudge against someone either.
Oh, that's that forgiveness thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not holding a grudge, being able to forgive and just let that go. Well, here's a tip. Vent to Jesus. If you don't know the difference, if you don't know this, you know, because anybody can take something back to the other person, right? Vent to Jesus.
I also think it's kind of harder to, like, vent to Jesus than, like, someone who's, like, right next to you or something, or your friend, because it's either two things. One, you don't feel like he responds or fast enough. Or two, you don't want to hear the correct answer. You just want to hear what you want to hear.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I feel like that's why it can just be so hard to, like, vent to Jesus, because you don't get a direct answer, or he does it, or he tells you the truth and you don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah. Which means you should probably just not say anything to anybody else, right? Yeah. just talk to Jesus about it. Just talk to Jesus. So, what would you guys tell someone else who's going into high school? Because you guys have been in there. You're now a sophomore. You're a senior. You're a sophomore, going into your sophomore year. What would you tell? Well, you actually have somebody who's going into, she's going into high school this year. So what would you tell that girl about being a godly girl? You know, just her identity and holding on to that. Because I just want to be clear, just listening to all of you, and I said, you guys are just wise beyond your years. You know who you are. Right? Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah.
You know who God says that you are, right? Mm-hmm. So what would you tell a, you know, incoming freshman who is a godly girl, who loves Jesus, about what that looks like? And you know, just giving some words of wisdom, some advice. What would you say?
I would say that you really have to, like, stand your ground and, like, know, like, who you are. Because, like, yeah, it's really important because, like other things, like in high school, like either on social media or like just even seeing it in school, it can really like creep in, and like you'll see like you want to like be like them, but you really can't, because like they
pull your mic in front of you. Marbury. Okay, there you go.
Like you can really like creep into like worldly things, like we've been talking about, and you just really have to stand your ground and like get in your word, and just like try to like spread his love to others as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
I feel like it's going to be hard. I'm not going to like sugarcoat it. It's going to be hard, because now that I'm a senior, I've gotten like that whole feel, but you know, you just have to like, you know, because we're allowed to have our phones. I don't know if you will be, but I have like these devotionals on my front, like my homepage, and just it's a reminder just to stay strong. Like, you know, that God's always with you and walking with you, and just that things, you know, at high school, sometimes they do get hard, like they are hard, but, you know, you'll get through it through God and with God. So, but you just got to be strong, and yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm definitely still like working through this and learning, but like just having your safe place and your place where you can just feel safe and comfortable, like that'll be like really helpful.
Good. Having that safe place.
Oh, yeah. And also, high school is, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's just a part of your life. Like, I feel like it can be so easy to, like, think this is it. It's high school. But it's just, like, one part. It's a little fraction.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Let's not make a big old deal about it. I mean, it's just the one part of your life. I love that. Okay, so one thing that you said just made me think about, you know, when you're going into high school or any new season of your life, just always remembering to love God, right? We talk about those commandments, loving God, and then loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. But I think when people think about loving your neighbor as you love yourself, we always get stuck on the loving our neighbor part and not the as you love yourself part, because in order to love yourself, you have to know who you are, right? We can't love ourselves if we don't know who we are. And if we don't know who we are, we can't even love God. So it's like you have to know who you are. So going into high school or whatever season it is of your life, I feel like it's really important that you love God. You know, you continue to love God with all of your heart, and that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And again, it's going to be challenging getting up every day and having to face the world, because the world does not look like God. The world does not love God. So it's going to be challenging every day getting up to do that. But when we remember who we are, and we remember that we were called for something so much bigger than just going to high school or whatever, we have to, when we remember that, you know, we're able to stand and to be grounded and anchored in who God is. So I think it's really cool that you guys are able to go into high school and just think about those things and remain being a godly girl, because that can be so difficult just because of all the things that are going on. And it can be so easy to just say, I'm just going to go blend in. I'm going to compromise and do what they do because it's easier, right? But it's so much more rewarding and so much better when I stand for what's right and when I remain in Him versus going over there. So if we have any last, we're going to wrap this up, right? And if you guys have any lasting comments, because this podcast, I don't know how far this is going to go, but we pray this is going to reach other boys and girls like you, young people like you. And so if you have any lasting comments, if you could say anything, what would you say?
I guess just to remember, you know, that God is always with you and that you're not alone, and that even if you feel alone, you're not. And just, you know, it's scary to reach out if you need help, but there is always someone there. God is always there. Even if, like, you know, you just literally want to vent, like, to Jesus, He's always there. Like, I sometimes think I look crazy because I just start talking. Like, we were in Crocker Park yesterday, and I just started talking. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, these people are just crazy. And then I was like, oh, well, that wasn't so nice of me. And so, but, you know, just to always believe, you know that He's with you, and just to stay at peace. And, yeah.
Yeah, because when you've been to Jesus, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to stay right there with Him.
I would really say to, like, really get into your word as a high schooler, because, like, you can always, like remember back to, like, scriptures that you like. And I would actually, like, I mean, some people, like, have the Bible on their phone, but to actually get, like, a real, like, paper Bible is, like, something totally different, because, like, you could actually, like, take notes and, like, highlight stuff that you would remember. And, yeah, just really, like, get into your word and, like, try to, like, memorize scriptures to help you throughout your high school.
Awesome.
And always just, like, staying true to yourself and making sure that you're holding yourself accountable, because even if there are, like, seasons in your life where other people are, like, helping you stay on track, you have to make sure that you're still self-accountable and just being, like, I guess the best version of yourself, and just making sure you're holding yourself on track, because those people can always leave, and then who do you have? You have to have yourself and be able to count on yourself.
Good.
Something I have to say is just make good decisions on your own, because at the end of the day, on Judgment Day, you're going to have to answer for what you've done. You can't just say, oh, well, they did that. But at the end of the day, it's about what you have done. So just make good decisions. Know that you're capable of making good decisions, and just be yourself.
I love it. All right. So I said, so we're closing out, but I said that we were going to share some social media ads, right? So I do want you guys to share that, because you never know, somebody might hear this and say, you know what, I think Bree is pretty cool, I want to go check out her Instagram. So you guys want to share that? Y'all ready?
Sure.
That means you have to be living what you're talking. You have to be living what you're talking. Okay, so who's first? Go ahead and share that, and we're gonna wrap this up.
Okay, so my Instagram is Kendall Fell, F-E-L-L-07.
All right, Kendall Fell.
My Instagram is...
Say who you are.
I'm Miracle. Okay. And my Instagram is miracle.nave. So miracle.naveh. And if you want to follow my YouTube, it's just Miracle Smith.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Bree, but my Instagram is just Bree, B-R-I-E dot Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y.
And my Instagram is AbbyDO32, but it's A-B-B-I-E-D. So, yeah.
All right, girls. Well, I absolutely had a good time with you. I'm so glad that you agreed to do this with me. I love you guys, and I know that there is some great things in store for you. So thank you for being the guest today on How He Sees Me. All right, as we wrapped up our first segment of the podcast, How He Sees Me, the only one who gave you life has the authority to identify you, and no one else. So don't let this world identify you. Only Jesus can. We'll see you next time.